You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. When the coronavirus pandemic led to restrictions for indoor dining, the city of Grover Beach allowed food trucks to temporarily operate to help local restaurants. But now this short-term COVID business relief idea may become permanent. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
In March 2020, a Grover Beach events company called Epic Entertainment was left with no large gatherings like weddings and parties to coordinate. To help make up for financial losses, Chris Bailey with Epic Entertainment says the city gave the green light for them to open up their parking lot on West Grand Avenue to host food truck vendors.
It's a good chunk of our parking lot. We've set up a 20 by 20 tent. We put out three or four, you know, like 6 foot tables with chairs. We tried to play some music out there to kind of keep it lively.
Operating Wednesdays through Sundays, Bailey says the food trucks have been a surprising success, generating $500,000 in the first 6 months.
I think people just are stoked. Maybe they're scared a little bit to go inside restaurants and kind of slowly work on their way into it, you know, or whatever the case may be, but they're pretty happy with the offerings that they're getting.
But since the mobile food vendors called GB Eats operate under a temporary use permit, city manager Matt Bronson says due to the success of the mobile vendors, the city is now looking to make this a permanent fixture.
Our intent is that we would expand and allow for additional food trucks over time, both on private property, as in the case of GB Eats, as well as on public right-of-way, meaning city streets.
While in some places like San Francisco, Seattle, and Boston, brick-and-mortar restaurants have pushed regulations to prevent food trucks from operating due to competition, Bronson says that has not been the case for Grover Beach.
We're mindful of making sure that we work with our restaurant community and food trucks to help increase dining options across the community. A rising tide lifts all boats. And having more dining options brings in more foot traffic and be able to enhance economic activity across the city.
For now, the food trucks can't continue under the temporary use permit. Bronson says a draft ordinance for permanent mobile food vendors and other mobile vendors will be presented and discussed in the fall. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.